We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
And you're listening to WYXR 91.7, Memphis.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Yeah. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You web on top now, baby, since you left me. Yeah.
Listening to WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. This is the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. We just played 96 Tears by Big Maybelle. That was from a 7-inch on Rojack that came out in 1966. Big Maybelle was sometimes produced by Des Cadena's father, Des Cadena of Black Flag and Red Cross and other bands.
I did not know this.
Yes, Mr. Cadena was a record producer, and I think he produced some of my favorite Big Maybelle tunes.
We learn. That's what I love about these radio shows. Okay, I got a song that I just learned something about it. It's not quite as amazing as Des Cadena's dad producing Big Maybelle, but this next song is an Elvis Costello song, Big Tears, that I've been very familiar with for years and years. I did not realize, though, that it was recorded around the time of his second album, This Year's Model, nor that it has Mick Jones of The Clash on guitar. Follow 96 Tears. This is Big Tears.
To a movie, you go
We are back to tell you what you just heard on the new Untitled show. We started that set out with Big Tears by Elvis Costello. It came out as a B-side on the 7-inch of Pump It Up. Came out on Radar Records in 1978. After that was Bo Diddley doing Somebody's Crying from a 1984 collection entitled Hey Bo Diddley. That was the live recording from the Toronto Rock and Roll Revival of 1969. That was followed by one of my favorite Bo Diddley beat tunes. That was The Only Ones doing Me and My Shadow. 1980s Baby's Got a Gun. I know I just played last week Only Ones, a song called Baby's Got a Gun. Although that song was not on Baby's Got a Gun. Before or no after The Only Ones was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It was Shadow of a Doubt, a Complex Kid. 1979's Damn the Torpedoes. And the last song you just heard was Shake by Shadows of Night. It's a 7-inch. Came out on Team in 68, co-written by Joey Levine and Chris Resnick. All right, Steve. Where are we going to go with this show now?
It's a sad song, Tim. Sometimes when the singer of this song stands next to himself, he stands next to nothing.
Thank you. jungle while I was trying to keep a date with my little girl who was back in the States. I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home. But I was out to know that the wreckage of my plane had been picked up and spotted in my girl in Lover's Lane. And meanwhile, back in the States. Meanwhile, back in the jungle. The boys in the jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear, I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see. That's when I found out they was cooking me. Meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby, let me promise. You know your old-time lover hasn't got a chance. He's stranded in the jungle, Gladys, he can be. So come on, pretty baby, just you and me.
And meanwhile, back in the jungle. Out the pot and I finally got away, frantic and worried about what my baby would say. So I jumped in the ocean and started to swim, for my chance of survival was getting mighty slim. So I thumbed down a whale who was in my way, and I reached the States in about a half a day. And when I got to Lover's Lane, I was almost dead, but my soul was gone, and here's what I said.
listening to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. That was Savage Republic with Next to Nothing. That was from their 1982 LP, Tragic Figures. Came out on the band's own label, Independent Project Records, that was run by Bruce Liker. Still is run by Bruce. Stranded in the Jungle, that was the Cadets. That's a 7-inch on Modern, came out in 56. Jungle Gods, that's William Onyebor. That's from Crashes in Love. That was on his own label called Will Films Records. That was his a label based in Nigeria, and that came out in 1974. Luwakabop reissued a lot of William Onyebor music in 2015 and the years around then. Great job, and wouldn't have heard William Onyebor if it hadn't have been for Luwakabop. After that, we played King Kong, Part 1. That was the Jimmy Castor Bunch. That's a 7-inch from 1975. And we ended this last set with Summer by War. That was a 7-inch that came out in 76. Bicentennial Summer hit.
Yeah, so we just did songs from 74, 75, 76. Let's kick it back. 1, 2, 3, 4. This song is from 1970 by the Guess Who.
You can make me feel bad, but I won't change. You can make me feel bad, but I won't change. No, I don't need these things you say I want, and I can live in my right mind. There's a place for us.
I'm living for.
Listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, WYXR.org on your internet dial. You just heard Reflections by Diana Ross and the Supremes from 1967, a 7-inch on Motown, with some outstanding bass playing by the legendary bassist James Jamerson. Before that was Bobby Womack doing Natural Man from his Facts of Life album that came out on United Artists in 1973. It was recorded at Muscle Shoals with the Muscle Shoals Gang. Before that was You Can Make Me Feel Bad. It's by a tape disc, so I hear, featuring Ernie Brooks of Modern Lovers on vocals. Steve, you put this on. Tell me about this. What is this?
Tapis is a group that I play in with Ernie Brooks of the Modern Lovers. And this is an Arthur Russell tune that we play sometimes. And we made it into a late cut 7-inch. And it's on Bandcamp. And Peter Zumo plays trombone on the record. Pete Gallup plays guitar. And David Nagler plays keyboards.
A lathe cut. I was always under the impression that they just usually made a few of those. How many were made?
25 of this one.
That is a few. And we started that set off right before taped this was the Guess Who with Moan For You, Joe. From their 1970 album Share the Land, and that features the jazz guitar stylings of birthday boy Greg Liskew. At least that might be how you say his name. Well, Stephen, also in the background, we've been hearing some birthday music. It's the Beastie Boys, a tune called The Gala Event. From their all-instrumental album, The Mix-Up, in 2007. And today is the birthday of the dearly departed bassist, Adam Yauch. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, I think so. Happy birthday, Mr. Adam Yauch. A great one. We miss him.
Yes. I learned something today. He was co-founded Oscilloscope Laboratories, the movie distributor, which always noticed that whenever a movie is distributed by Oscilloscope, it's usually a really good film. And I never knew that he started that company until today, whenever I was reading about his obit. He just keeps giving.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think it might be time we're out of here. Is that right, Steve?
I agree, Tim.
So, let's say...